Yo, what up, street togs? Street gods, GR togs. All right, Seneca's favorite car is currently the GR Corolla. It seems like a good one. Okay, so some thoughts. Happy life. Okay, so the question is, what is the happiest life on planet Earth? And I think it has to deal with, you know, it's super simple, right? Happy family, right? And maybe it's like change over time, progression over time, activity, physical activity, etc. So what is the worst thing you could do in terms of your overall happiness? Purchase a new vehicle or a car. Pretty dumb. Just buy Bitcoin, you'll see the price go up, you'll feel happy indefinitely. If in fact you think about it, right? True happiness is actually not in the physical world, it's maybe in the digital world. If you can indefinitely see your monies go up forever, that's a kind of will probably bring you more joy. You know, simple things like sleeping 8-12 hours a night, you know, fast all day, don't eat breakfast or lunch, only dinner. Actually, for me, the only thing that I hate is feeling tired, right? Even in Korean, there's the notion of him. And then I already taught Tinan, himi opso, right? And you know, I was feeling sick or under the weather. And then his buddy is like, I taught him that like, 충전, which means charging, like charge your phone or your Tesla. It's like 충전해야 돼요. It's like you had to charge your battery like a Tesla supercharger. If you're tired, just rest up, right? And actually, my thought is actually it probably takes more skill to rest and to sleep than to be productive and work and do stuff. And I think something that people forget is sleep is actually very, very active. I think when your brain is in REM mode and you're sleeping, I think your body is actually far more active than we think it is. We tend to think of sleeping as a passive thing. It's probably a very active thing. But anyways, if I could tell you that sleep was actually like injecting your buttholes with steroids, I think everyone would do it more. But we tend to be fools because we think in terms of weightlifting, bodybuilding, whatevs, right? That you gotta do something in order to get the something, right? So you think the more weights you lift, the more frequently you do it, the more repetitions you're gonna do, you're going to gain more muscles, right? But thank you, but that's actually not the case. I mean, there's obviously some physics involved. Eat more beef, pounds of meat, you're gonna put on more muscle, more mass, more weight in your muscles. But ultimately, I think physique's a bit overrated. The critical issue here at hand is, I think, okay, so if we use the car analogy, right? Like, all show, no go, right? Anybody who spends all this money on changing the exterior of the car, it's kind of a waste of money because ultimately the butt dyno or feeling like, you know, you put intake, header, exhaust, cat back, whatevs, right? You're gonna feel more performance when you're modifying your engine than, you know, the cosmetics of your car outside, because no one's gonna toss on a massive spoiler or side skirts or whatever. Be like, I could feel the downforce. Like, nobody could feel that, right? But if you put in a new turbocharger, you probably could, right? Or a new intake, header, exhaust, or at least the engine will sound different, right? So the smart strategy in life is just take a $2,000, you know, sports car and modify it rather than buying the $100,000 car straight up. Because it's kind of like, you know, blowing your load. It's like, you know, you buy the Lambo, the Ferrari, whatevs, right? And then boom, you're donezo. And then slowly you're just going to bleed money to death. Kind of not a fun thing. And to see the rate of progression over time is going to bring you far more joy. And actually, this is where people don't understand about having kids, is the greatest joy of a kid is change over time, right? So you see them as a newborn, and then over time, you know, skills and abilities, they get bigger, stronger, they talk better, more complex reasoning, And seeing that change over time is actually the greatest joy as a parent, right? Seeing them, you know, always changing, right? So, you know, get rid of those dogs because your dog is just dying a slow death. And what you're gonna do, just replace your dog once it dies? It's kind of a little bit pointless. And you're not gonna be able to pass down your inheritance to your dog, right? So just have kids. I think everyone should have at least one kid, two kids, ideally, boy and a girl. I don't know, I'm not even thinking, like, even people who shouldn't have kids, maybe they should have kids, because once you have kids, you change. I saw my friend Ray, you know, he said, you know, he has a daughter, right? Goes to USC, 20 years old. And he was telling me that a lot of guys, he used to be womanizers. Once you become once you have a daughter, you stop being a womanizer, right? Even Jay-Z, I think, is kind of changing his ways. You know, he's got a daughter, right? So having kids changes you, I think, in a positive, good way. So yeah, if you think about it more critically, if you're trying to maximize pleasure, joy, satisfaction in life, have kids, build yourself, build your body, build your mind, build your soul, and don't be foolish with money.